Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Welcome to Talking Wealth. I'm Blake Sterling, analyst at Wealth Within. What goes up must come down. The classic words penned by Sir Isaac Newton a few hundred years ago have now become ingrained within our language and form a household saying. Anything that is trending upwards or on a roll will eventually, at some point in time, come crashing back down to earth. Whilst Sir Newton came about his discovery of gravity with an apple falling on his head, traders and investors alike will be well versed on the ups and downs of the markets. A strong bullish rally will eventually be met with the downward pressure of a bear market before the stampede of the bulls is heard once more. Sir Newton's keen observation is becoming much more relevant to the Australian mining sector, a part of our economy that over the last several years has been absolutely booming, supported by strong demand for our precious resources from China and other high-growth countries. Mining stocks have obviously reflected this activity. Our biggest miners, BHP and Rio, alone grew over 500% and 300% respectively in value between 2003 and 2011. Riding on the coattails of the big miners were many other mining-related companies, such as mining services, that also saw similar or even larger growth figures. Traders and investors with positions in mining and mining-related stocks would be very chuffed with the performance of the sector over the last decade. But the mining boom is over. BHP and Rio are down 30% and 40% respectively from 2011 highs. A fall of over 20% is considered by many to be bear market territory. And they're not alone. In the last week, a number of mining service companies, including Transfield Services, Fleetwood Corporation, Worley Parsons, UGL, and many others, have issued profit downgrades due to slowing demand for their services from a softening resource sector. In fact, the mining services sector as a whole is down around 30% this year alone. So what does all of this mean for you as a trader? Well, as a trader, you must always be aware of the overriding financial landscape. Now, by this, I mean that you must have a solid grasp as to the bigger picture, the bigger cycles of what is occurring as markets rise and fall. By keeping an ear close to the ground concerning the macroeconomic outlook, your trading decisions will come much easier. But why is this? Because if you have a good idea as to what sectors will either outperform or underperform, you can adjust your trading strategy in line with such movements to make a good profit. So here's a list of important tips and tactics for traders to take on board with a declining mining sector. For traders, start looking for shorting opportunities. With more mining service-related companies reporting over the next few weeks, now is a good time to look for those companies that may already look weak technically and may soon present a shorting opportunity. Only experienced traders should attempt to short such stocks. On the flip side of this, investors should be avoiding mining service-related stocks right now. There are, however, some bargains to be had in larger diversified miners such as BHP. Although it may not be a suitable trading prospect right now, if you have a long-term investing outlook and you bought BHP right now, you can be assured that you would double your money in 10 years. On that note, ensure you always have a trading plan in place for shorting mining-related companies. Now, these are very volatile stocks, and you need to be sure that you're applying appropriate entry and exit rules, as well as having a very tight stop loss. Open up monthly charts of our largest sector indices and analyze them closely, going back to what I was talking about before with that macroeconomic outlook. In fact, you should be looking at these sector indices at least once every 2 months. What sectors from a technical perspective do you think are set to perform? Once you formulate an answer to this question, you can narrow your focus to particular stocks that are set to outperform the mining sector. Thanks for listening. I'm Blake Sterling and this has been Talking Wealth.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximise your investment returns, call 1300 ShareTrade.